We're going to talk about accessible art now on the show, and I'm pleased to be joined by Joe Meacock, who is the curator for British art at Glasgow Museums. Hello, Joe.
Hi there, hi.
So can you tell us about this exhibition then, please? It's titled Frank Brangwyn in World War One, and it's Art in Aid of Blind Soldiers and Sailors.
Yeah, this is a fairly small display in Kelvingrove Art Gallery and Museum in our Fragile Art Gallery on the first floor. And the exhibition really follows the story of a soldier who was blinded in World War One. And because of the subject matter, we wanted to make the display as accessible as possible to people who've maybe experienced sight loss or who are blind. So we've done this in various ways. Unfortunately, we've had to keep the light levels low in this gallery. The gallery is specifically for showing works on paper, and these are very sensitive to light and can be damaged by light, and so we have to keep light levels at 50 lux. So this isn't ideal, as you can imagine, for a blind or visually impaired audience.
Well, there actually is a certain section of people who have partial sight who prefer the low light, Joe, so you won't be alienating everyone.
That's good. But we did seek advice from Scottish War Blinded, and we talked to them about ways in which we can make the display more accessible. So we changed the colour of our font so that we've got yellow on black instead of our normal black on a kind of subdued colour, because we were advised that this would help reduce glare and help people to read the text better, people who do have some sight.
Yeah.
We've also got some braille text available, and we've got an audio as well, so people can just listen if they choose to. And we've also got a couple of tactile elements, so that the key image within the display we've made into a 3D model so that people can actually feel the compositional structure of the lithograph. Yeah, and we've also got a basket, a partially woven basket, because in the story, the soldier, after he's blinded and kind of recuperates, he learns a new trade, which is basket making, which is very common, a common trade taught to wounded soldiers in World War One. And so the final lithograph in the series shows the soldier learning basket making. And so we've got a partially constructed basket, which is made by a local basket maker, so people can feel the actual structure of the basket. And so we feel that helps people kind of really get into the story a bit more and understand it through touch.
So do we know much about Frank Brangwyn himself?
Frank Brangwyn was a really interesting artist. He was a bit of a polymath as an artist. He was a printmaker, and this display is actually a display of five lithographs by the artist. But he was also a painter, and he was a designer of furniture and textiles and carpets and wallpaper, and a poster designer, a mural designer, so really an all-round kind of artist. But Brangwyn wasn't an official war artist. He was too old to enlist when war broke out in 1914. He was nearly 50 at that point and suffered from ill health as well. But he wanted to do his bit for the war effort regardless, and so he produced a large number of posters and prints, largely to raise money for war charities to help orphans and refugees and the British Red Cross, for example. And this particular group of lithographs was produced to raise money for St Dunstan's Hostel for Blind Soldiers and Sailors, which had opened in London in 1914.
Yeah, that's now called Blind Veterans UK, if anyone's listening. That's the same charity.
Yeah, so he really wanted to increase the profile of soldiers blinded in the war, but also he wanted people to put their hands in their pockets, really, and contribute. So the lithographs that he produced, he brought out in many different formats. So he produced a luxurious version that was very expensive, and it was in a portfolio. It was a colour printed. It was signed by the artist. But then he produced cheaper sets or individual prints in black and white, unsigned, that were much cheaper, so that everybody could feel that they could contribute in some way and help.
Is this a first for the museum, Joe? Is it something where, if successful, could be used again and implemented elsewhere?
So I'm also working on the Burrell Redisplay project. You may have heard of the Burrell Collection in Pollock Park on the south side of Glasgow.
Sure.
It's currently closed for refurbishment and major redisplay, having got money from the Heritage Lottery Fund. And we're hoping to include many more tactile elements to the displays in the reopened gallery. So what we're learning in the Brangwyn display, we're hoping to then use within the Burrell. And we've also been doing some evaluation among our visitors at Kelvingrove to see what actually works, because we don't want to do something for the sake of it. We want the tactile elements to be useful and to actually enhance people's experience and understanding.
Now, this, for anyone that's interested, maybe not as inclusive, but part of this commemorative programme for World War One, there's other events taking place at the Kelvin Grove Art Galleries as well, isn't there, Jo?
That's right. So, just opened last week, in fact, is an exhibition called Brushes with War, which is an unusual exhibition because it's showing artworks by soldiers who were actually active on the front line. So they were generally not trained artists, and they were working on, you know, small bits of paper, whatever they could get their hands on. So they're small artworks, but they're really moving and powerful. It's well worth going to see. And also we've got opening on the 12th of October, a new artwork by Christine Borland, the Scottish artist Christine Borland. She spent 2 years working with Glasgow Museums, and the artwork that she's produced is a response to our historic World War One collection. So that's a very exciting new addition to our collection.
Well, Jo, I really appreciate you bringing it all to life for us here. If anyone is listening and they would like to attend the Kelvin Grove Art Galleries, how can they do so? Where is it, please? And is there any cost involved?
So the exhibition's on at Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum in the Fragile Art Gallery, and it's free. You don't have to book. You can just come along, and we'd really welcome you there. It's open until June next year, so you've got plenty of time to come and see it.
Jo Meacock, Curator of British Art for Glasgow Museums, thanks very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.